Well, back here at Hawcourt Park, the game very much well and truly underway in terms of the 24 hours. One of the players involved and a voice that BBC Radio Cumbria Sport listeners will be getting some used to, of course. He is, of course, my co-commentator for next season in Jason Walker, the former Barroway FC forward. And Jason, you've been involved in such fantastic moments in football. Of course, that great day at Wembley that everyone fondly remembers. How does that prepare you for being involved in a game of football that's going to last for 24 hours?
Can't really describe it at the minute because I've been asked to do it like each year as well, to be fair, and obviously with and other charity stuff, and I've never really done a game for charity, I'll be totally honest. Not that I didn't want to or anything, but with being full time and stuff, I couldn't risk it. And to be fair, I was going to play last year, my first year, but I was still involved with Hulk, had a little hamstring injury and I couldn't really play, so it's great to be involved. My brother plays in goal, so he's forewarned me what it's going to be like. But we're only an hour down, and I can feel my legs already. But it's great. And obviously, to be fair, the crowd that are coming as well and the support is for it is amazing. And yeah, it doesn't. Wembley doesn't prepare you for this, but it's all for a good cause, and it's amazing to see you.
I suppose it's one of those, isn't it? Because even you say there that we're about an hour into the game now already, but even in the case of a 90 minutes game, you've got that 45 minutes and you've got the break where you can get yourself settled and sorted, ready for the next one. You've just endured a full hour without that break.
Yeah, true. You don't look at it like that, actually. It's not as intense and it's a little bit thingy, but you are on your feet, and I'll no doubt do another hour, maybe even longer sometimes. People will pull out. We've not got many players, not as many as last year apparently, so people will pull out, people will be too sore, people thingy, but you just got to get through it. It's like I say, it's for the food bank and St Mary's and stuff, and the Furnace Stars, whatever it is. I can't remember what it is, sorry. But you just got to get through it, and I'm pretty sure with all the support that's come in, family and stuff, we'll all be sore, but it's all for a good cause at the end of the day.
I suppose that's a big thing, isn't it? Being a local lad that did make it good. I mean, that Future Stars project, the hopeful that there could well be, and there's quite a lot of young people around here watching and showing support, there could be another Jason Walker somewhere in the crowd that's just waiting to be unearthed.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be better than me as well. But no, that's what it's for. And you look at your, not just me, your Georgia Stanways, or not even for football, it's anything, any sport that we can help with it. If we can unearth more talent, even like we're a big rugby town as well, if we can unearth more talent, that'd be great. Yeah, and but if, like we say, there's loads of them. I do one-to-ones with a girl called Martha that travels from Milham, that travels to Manchester for Man United four times a week, and something like that would benefit her, and that's what we do it for. And there's lots of girls around here and lots of boys around here that travel and try and make ends meet to get there, and they do the best for the kids with parents, and that's what it's for, and hopefully this helps you.
I suppose as well, having spoken to your brother about what it's like to be involved in this, that grueling graveyard shift from midnight onwards, are you mentally prepared for that one?
To be honest, Adam, I'm probably not. I spoke to him this morning on the phone and... Shut up, bud. I'm probably not. I spoke to him this morning and I was like, is it that bad? And he went, it's not nice, like, to be fair. And I was like, all right, he would tell me the truth. If he thought it wasn't that bad, he would tell me as well, so... Yeah, I think it's going to be a bit of a tough one, but like I say, if we can get something out of it, raise as much funds as we can, then absolutely, it's all worth it. And even if we're walking like stiff for the next 3-4 days, it's all worth it.
I suppose that's a big thing as well, isn't it? With £5,000 already raised prior to a ball being kicked, it just shows how much the community has got involved with it.
Yeah, you look at, like you say, with all the players, we all plug it on our social medias, and you've got to, and... No doubt all these the supporters that are here today have probably donated money as well, and it's you've just got to do it. Like I donated, we've all donated, and it's what it's for, and hopefully we can raise a lot more money. Yeah, I think the target's 10 grand, and if we, before a ball's been kicked, if we're over halfway, then hopefully we can get over £10,000, yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with the rest of it, and congratulations on that first hour, and all the best going forward.
Oh, cheers, Adam, I'm going to need it.